Umar Tufa. I'm also the CEO of Positive Pathways Initiative. Positive Pathways Initiative is a nonprofit organization dedicated to work for the protection, promotion, and improvement of quality of life of people that are suffering from mental illnesses, most especially depression and other mental disorders like OCD, anxiety disorders, and so on. It is meant to support and help them through preventive and rehabilitative measures like mentoring, counseling, and so on, and also empowering them. Well, what we are trying to do for now is mostly create awareness, because what is really going on in the society is there's a lot of stigma attached to mental illnesses, and people are afraid to come out and say, look, I have a mental disorder, or I'm not feeling well, I'm depressed. Also, they are afraid to seek for medical attention. They're always thinking that people will term me as crazy. And also, we don't have much programs going on in the society. There isn't much awareness. And even as families, you'll see a person suffering from a mental disease, but they are hiding it, or they'll even lock a person up for a long time instead of seeking for help. Even when we visited one of the rehabilitation centers, they were saying that some families, if they take their loved ones there to their rehabilitation center, they don't even want the person to be discharged. They want him to stay there forever. You understand? If they are healthy and they can go back home, there's still that stigma. Integrating them back into the society is also a problem, but from their family and people in the community. I met a colleague of mine. He was saying, what's I doing? And I told him, he said, Kai, look, this is a dream come true for you. I can remember about 16 to 17 years back, we talked about it. I was more interested in going for development studies because I told him that I wanted to do something about mental health. So it's something that has been on my mind for a long time. My father was a politician, and a lot of women were coming to our house seeking for help. And I noticed that most of them were traumatized. They were going through a lot. You could see it from their eyes, not just the poverty, but something was really bothering them. There was even a woman that I heard of. She went to one house to seek for help. And before the person even came out and gave her something to help her, she was just kneeling back with a baby on her lap. She died there. Nobody knew that she was dead. When the person came out, hi, dear, she was dead. So women are really going through a lot. And with all this terrorism going on, brutality, people getting displaced, you'll see your husband killed in front of you or your children. People are really going through a lot. And I know that they are having mental challenges. And all these kind of things, they used to lead to drug abuse and also suicide. I can remember there was one of my cousins about 15 years back. She really suffered from depression and she didn't want to see a doctor. The moment you ask her to go and see a psychiatrist, she'll tell you that she's not mad. She was always crying. So I think this made me feel like we have to do something about it. And I think many people don't see the importance of mental health. They are always thinking about physical health. Just I think a year ago, one woman killed her own children and she wasn't even aware that she did it. She had been telling the husband that she was sick, that she used to see things. He should have taken her to see a psychiatrist. There need to be awareness, because yeah, that's why. Also, we as women, naturally, that's how God created us. I think it has to do with hormones. You'll see mostly women, when they are going to have their menstrual cycle, they used to have premenstrual dysphoric disorders. And also when they are pregnant, some used to go through antenatal depression. And some even after giving birth, they used to have postnatal depression. And the thing is, when something is not done about it, a person can easily hurt his loved one or even hurt himself or herself. At first, I was more interested in depression, but later I realized that it's not just depression. There's something that we call obsessive compulsive disorder. It's also affecting a lot of people. You'll see a person doing the same thing about 10 times, repeatedly doing the same thing, and he's not supposed to do so. Or you'll see a person doesn't even want to touch a window or a door. He's afraid that he'll be affected by germs. You'll wash your hands about 10 or 20 times. There are a lot of things that are really affecting people mentally, not just depression. Anxiety disorders, post-traumatic disorders. You see, because of this Boko Haram crisis, a lot of people have been displaced. One can just easily commit suicide. I just hope that the government will do more about the policies that we have and kind of create more programs to create awareness on these mental health issues. And another thing that we are facing is, in most nations, not only Nigeria, the psychiatrists that we have, they are not much compared to the population we have. The ratio is like one psychiatrist, about 100,000 Nigerians. So we need more psychiatrists as well. More needs to be allocated to the mental health sector, because the funds that goes to mental health is not that much, and a lot needs to be done. It's like people are not really interested in that area. To me, human beings are very important. We shouldn't treat them as animals. And that's why I keep telling you there's a lot of stigma attached to it. The word mad or insane should not be used on human beings. I said people that are suffering from this kind of mental illnesses shall be called mentally challenged or mentally ill, instead of calling someone mad. Whatever you don't want to happen to you, you shouldn't do it to any other person. I don't think it's wise to beat any person or to chain that person for a number of years. A lot of people go through mental health issues. Rich or poor, young or old, it just happens. It's not a matter of being weak. People used to get better. The problem is reintegrating them back into the society. They know they are better. They know they are well. But the society still see them as mentally ill. That's where the problem is. There is need for more empowerment in the society. And really, people that are displaced and have gone through trauma, there should be like a program or some kind of help given to them. They're supposed to have a therapist. Tell them, look, you'll be okay. Rest, get enough sleep, eat a healthy diet. You have to be confident and also bond with your family. Like us here, a lot of men don't even know what their women are going through. And the women are even afraid of telling their husband, this is what I'm going through. There's a lot of drug abuse cases going on and also teenage suicide. So you need to take care of your children properly. See the kind of people they are mingling with and also encourage them in their lives. And whenever you feel that you are depressed, you need to seek help. Go and see a psychiatrist. Your brain is also part of your body. If you can go for checkups about your physical health, you also need to see a psychiatrist. People can be cured, so allow them to go back to their works. Don't look at them as lunatics. Need to respect them and also show them love.